Pentecost is the birthday of the church, and we are reminded today of the universality of our Christian Catholic faith, that it is a faith that binds us as one beyond the limits of national borders. We were reminded today in the Liturgy of the Word that Catholics in Germany are one body with us, having drunk from the same spirit as us in baptism. That Catholics in Poland gather around the same Eucharistic table as we do every Sunday and partake of the same bread and wine made the body and blood of Jesus. We are reminded that all Catholics who are Spanish speaking are organically connected to us through the sacraments of baptism and Eucharist. No, ours is not a national Christian church, but true Catholicism is signified by its universality, which our holy feast today reminds us of. But today also, the Feast of Pentecost is the feast day of the Holy Spirit. So what is the Holy Spirit? Or better, we should ask, who is the Holy Spirit? Jesus says that the Holy Spirit is given us from the Father at Jesus' request. Why? Because Jesus did not want to leave us alone to fend for ourselves when he ascended to the Father. And so Jesus says the Father will give you another advocate. Another advocate? Well, that's because Jesus is the first advocate. And so by that language, we learn that the Holy Spirit is a divine person just like Jesus is. He's the first advocate. The Holy Spirit is the second advocate, a divine person. The Holy Spirit is not some amorphous, abstract vapor, but he or she, whatever you want to call the Holy Spirit, is personal, just as Jesus is. The Holy Spirit represents the continued presence on earth of the Jesus who has returned to the Father. And the Holy Spirit is a personal presence that is felt, that is real, and that is what is signified by the strong driving wind that we heard about in the story of the first Pentecost in our first reading. Because wind is something that we feel. We don't feel air, unless it's humid like today, but just pure air, we don't feel that. But we feel wind. In fact, the word for spirit in both Hebrew and Greek is the same as the word for wind. So, Jesus says he will send us another advocate. Now, the Greek word that is used in the Gospel of John, the original Greek word there is parakletos, which we have transliterated into an English word, paraclete. That is really what Jesus says there. And advocate is a very limited definition or translation of that word parakletos. Parakletos means not only advocate, but it also means intercessor, it means counselor, it means protector, it means support. And notice, those things were all things that Jesus was to his disciples. He was their advocate, their intercessor or priest. He was their support, he was their protector, he was their counselor. And those are many of the things that the Holy Spirit can be for us. So if the Holy Spirit is this personal presence that is felt, how do we experience ourselves that presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, that real presence of the Holy Spirit? If we love Jesus and we obey him, then the Holy Spirit is ineluctably drawn to us. That is when we experience the real presence of the Holy Spirit, the felt presence in our life. But the reason that the Holy Spirit, well, not the reason, but beyond us just experiencing the Holy Spirit as our parakletos, there is a further mystery that all of this involves. And that mystery is suggested to us in a beautiful prayer written by a French discalced Carmelite nun, Blessed Elizabeth of the Trinity, in a prayer she wrote to the Trinity. And in the section that in which she addresses the Holy Spirit, this is what she says, and this is a great truth. Spirit of love, come upon me and create in my soul a kind of incarnation of the Word, that I may be another humanity for him in which he can renew his whole mystery. So, as the Holy Spirit represents the presence of the ascended Jesus on earth, so the followers of Jesus are to be a felt presence of Christ on earth. The followers of Jesus who are filled with the Holy Spirit. Another humanity, each one of us, in which Christ can renew his whole mystery of the incarnation. It's very powerful, very amazing. And that is what is signified on the day of Pentecost, which we heard of in the first reading, when the Holy Spirit came down in flames, tongues of flame, which separated and came to rest on the heads of each of the apostles. So if we love Jesus and we keep his commandments, then the Holy Spirit comes to rest on the heads of each one of us. And God makes a home in each one of us. And then we will be paracletes also, sent by God to be advocates for others, especially the poor. One of the examples in which some of us are advocates, paracletes, is when our involvement in Impact, when we do advocate for those who are voiceless. We can be paracletes too, sent by God to be intercessors, to stand in the breach before God with our prayers for the sick, for sinners, and for those who do not know Christ. We are paracletes too, sent by God to be protectors of children, especially the unborn, of the vulnerable, of the defenseless, to be protectors of them from evil and error, but always protectors of them in the spirit of Christ. As St. Paul tells us in our second reading, if you do not have the Spirit of Christ, you do not belong to him. We are paracletes too, sent by God to be support for those who are searching for the truth. We are paracletes too, sent by God to be counselors for those who are alone or in trouble or distress. The Holy Spirit wants to be that felt personal presence, parakletos, in our lives, promised to us if we commit ourselves to Jesus in love and follow his way. And then with the Holy Spirit resting on each one of us, the world will feel the presence of God. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.